Welcome to the Deep Dive. We're here to help you navigate complex industries with, well, a bit more confidence. Today, we're taking a close look at the medtech sector. It's a really dynamic space, isn't it? Where cutting-edge innovation meets some pretty intense market forces. Our mission, like always, is to boil down the critical insights into knowledge you can actually use.
That's right. And today, our focus is squarely on the strategic marketing and sales challenges within medtech. We're pulling insights directly from recent Be Relevant research and also from their expert recommendations. The goal is really to give you, our listener, that crystal clear understanding and maybe some practical ways forward to drive growth. It's a landscape that's definitely evolving.
Oh, absolutely. And it's such a compelling area. Let's maybe set the scene first, just a quick snapshot of the market. Because medtech isn't just growing, it's really surging. We're talking a global market volume hitting around $566 billion US back in 2023. And the projections, they're set to jump past $850 billion by 2030. That's a pretty solid growth rate, roughly 6% CAGR, according to Specteris.
That is solid. And you see that growth across specific segments too, right?
Exactly. Places like imaging and diagnostics are huge, minimally invasive therapies too. And then you have the really fast-moving fields like digital health, remote monitoring, and of course, robotics and AI-assisted systems.
So what's behind all that momentum?
Well, beyond just pure innovation, which is obviously key, there's the increasing digitalization across the whole healthcare system, plus, you know, an aging global population needing more advanced care, and even things like skilled labor shortages in clinics. That actually pushes the demand for more automated, more data-driven solutions.
It's a really interesting mix of forces at play. Because on one hand, you've got innovation as a massive driver. Just think about the breakthroughs in, say, AI assistance systems or interoperable data platforms, network sensors. But then again, especially if you look at Europe, the industry is also dealing with the significant weight of the medical device regulation, the MDR, since 2017.
Ah, yes, the MDR. That definitely throws a wrench in the works sometimes.
It really does.
Yeah.
As Deloitte highlighted, it tends to slow down product launches quite dramatically. And it ramps up the demands for clinical evidence for documentation.
Yeah.
It creates this pretty unique environment where you need speed, but you also need incredibly rigorous compliance.
And as if that wasn't complex enough, you have the market structure itself. Buying decisions in hospitals or clinics, they're famously complicated.
Right. You're almost never selling to just one person.
Exactly. You're dealing with a whole buying center.
Right.
That could include purchasing, controlling the actual medical staff, maybe technical or med tech departments, IT, data privacy.
And management, of course.
And management, absolutely. Yeah. So this really intricate web, as Deloitte points out, it just naturally lengthens the decision process. It increases the amount of information everyone needs, and it makes creating a smooth, unified customer journey, well, incredibly difficult.
And each of those people expects something different, right? Tailored communication for their specific role and concerns all the way through the product lifecycle.
Precisely. From the initial learning phase through operation, maintenance, even planning for reinvestment down the line. It's like navigating a maze where every path needs a different map. Okay, so given that really dynamic, pretty complex background, the Be Relevant experts have zeroed in on 7 central marketing and sales challenges. These seem absolutely critical for medtech companies. They're not just, you know, minor hurdles. They're strategic imperatives if you really want to unlock growth.
Indeed. These are the ones flagged as very high priority. In our view, these are the areas medtech leaders really have to get right to stay ahead of the curve.
Okay, let's dive in. Let's start with the marketing side. 3 critical areas here that need immediate attention. First up, customer centricity and personalization.
Yeah, and what's particularly challenging here, I think, especially in medtech compared to maybe other sectors, is just the sheer complexity. The decision processes are long, and the buyer personas are so diverse.
You mean the technical managers versus the doctors versus the admin folks?
Exactly. The tech manager might focus on integration, the doctor on clinical outcomes, the administrator on cost effectiveness. So a standard one-size-fits-all message, it just falls flat.
And the risk if companies do use generic messaging?
Well, they basically lose visibility. They lose credibility.
Yeah.
And that translates directly into lower conversion rates, leads that aren't nurtured properly because you're not hitting their specific pain points, and even weaker retention after the sale. Real relevance, the kind that actually engages people, it has to come from highly personalized content that's really meticulously tailored. You know, to the application, the clinic type, the stakeholder's actual job function, their specific worries.
Okay, so that makes sense. But how do companies actually do that? How do they deliver that level of personalization when it's so complex? What are the steps?
Yeah. So the Be Relevant expert suggests a few key things. First, you need to build what you might call golden records. Think detailed profiles for each specialty, each application, each clinic type. This really relies on robust customer data platform or CDP-based profiling.
A CDP, just to clarify, that pulls all the customer data into one place.
Exactly. All the interactions, preferences, history into one single unified view. That then lets you develop specific educational content paths. Different ones for the medical folks, the technical team, the commercial stakeholders. Think about personalizing every touch point with role-specific content, maybe using trigger logic based on their needs.
That makes sense.
And then finally, you absolutely need solid sales enablement training, specifically training sales on how to use these rich digital profiles effectively when they follow up. McKinsey and CMI pointed this out too. These strategies lead directly to, you know, higher conversion rates, shorter decision cycles, definitely, and much stronger customer loyalty post-sale.
Okay. Now it's kind of striking. MedTech products are super high tech, right? But you often find the marketing side is, well, surprisingly under-digitalized, which brings us right to the second marketing challenge, effective use of marketing technologies. What's the real danger of having that kind of tech gap?
Oh, the danger is pretty profound. It leads to major inefficiencies, lots of missed opportunities. You see companies implementing tools, but in isolation. Like maybe they have a CRM, but it doesn't connect to their marketing automation.
Or they just don't have the tools at all.
Or they don't have them at all, exactly. Yeah. And this lack of integration, it creates these really fragmented customer journeys. A potential customer might get generic info, even though they've shown interest in something very specific before. It also means a lot more manual work, which just doesn't scale.
Right.
And maybe more critically, it cripples your ability to measure performance properly. You can't personalize effectively at scale. And it even impacts compliance, which is huge in med tech.
So if you're an executive seeing this gap in your own organization, what's the game plan? How do you bridge it?
Well, Gartner offers a pretty clear path forward. It really starts with defining a technical target model, basically your ideal integrated tech stack designed for smooth communication across all the touch points.
Okay, so mapping it out first.
Yes. Then the crucial step is actually integrating your key systems, your CRM, your marketing automation, MA, and your CDP. They need to work together as a functional ecosystem. You also want to leverage customer experience, CX systems, those tools that help manage and automate personalized touch points throughout the journey. And honestly, maybe the most vital piece is investing in your people. Training and empowering both marketing and sales teams.
So they understand the how and the why.
Exactly. Not just how to use the tools, but why they're critical. The payoff is huge, though. Big efficiency gains from automation, better conversion rates from that targeted personalization, and really solid traceability for management and compliance.
Building on that tech theme, AI is just rapidly reshaping everything, isn't it? Which brings us to marketing challenge number three. Changing customer journey through AI.
Yes, this is a big one. How is this powerful tech changing how your stakeholders find information and even evaluate you as a provider?
Well, AI is definitely a game changer here. McKinsey's research points to a major shift. People are sourcing information differently. They're using AI tools, generative search, like Perplexity maybe, or internal clinic research tools, peer reviews. It's often replacing that traditional way of seeking advice.
And AI enables incredible real-time personalization too, right? Mm-hmm. Creating experiences that feel uniquely tailored.
Absolutely.
So for medtech companies, not getting on board with AI, it's like a double disadvantage. First, you just lose visibility. If your customers are using AI for research and you're not optimized for it, they simply won't find you.
Mm-hmm.
Second, your user experience will feel outdated. You won't meet those modern expectations for speed, for relevance. You're basically missing out on where the conversations are starting.
So what are the practical steps? What should medtech marketers be doing now to leverage AI effectively?
Gartner suggests focusing on a few key areas. Definitely AI-powered content personalization, delivering relevant info in real time, adapting as the user interacts, using predictive analytics for journey steering. So you can kind of anticipate needs and nurture leads more proactively.
Okay.
Automating those next best action recommendations within your marketing platforms is also key, guiding the customer smoothly. And critically, using AI for research and chat assistance. Think intelligent FAQs, robust support, especially for complex decisions.
And the expected results.
Visibility in those crucial new AI channels.
Yeah.
better conversion because you're so much more relevant and fast. Efficiency gains, of course, through automation.
Yeah.
And really positioning yourself as an innovation leader.
Okay, let's pivot now. Let's move over to the sales side of the house.
Hmm.
Be relevant. Pinpointed four equally critical challenges here. First one, sales challenge. Adaptation to hybrid buying behavior.
Yeah, and if you think about the bigger picture, buying in clinics or labs isn't just digital anymore, and it's not just face-to-face. It's increasingly this hybrid blend.
So people are doing their homework online first.
Definitely. They're doing extensive digital research, reading white papers, studies, watching webinars. But they still really expect that personal consultation, that demonstration, whether that's your field service team visiting or meeting you at a trade show. So sales teams really need to master both worlds.
Digital and personal interaction, seamlessly.
Seamlessly, exactly. With equal professionalism. If you don't get that right, you create friction, you miss opportunities.
And what's the actual cost if a sales team doesn't master that hybrid approach? What goes wrong?
Well, you get significant friction, major inefficiencies. Leads get dropped between the digital touchpoints and the human ones. Advice might be incomplete because the context is lost. Follow-ups get missed, especially with those complex buying centers and their long timelines.
So potential deals just slip away.
Ultimately, yes. Companies lose valuable potential simply because the customer journey feels broken or disjointed, not smooth and continuous.
So how do you fix that? How do you empower a truly hybrid sales force?
Gartner emphasizes a few strategic moves. First, comprehensive training. Train your sales teams specifically on navigating these hybrid journeys. Equip them for both digital engagement and personal consultation.
Makes sense. Training is key.
And provide them with the right tools and content for both modes. Think interactive digital demos, customizable checklists online, dynamic ROI calculators they can use in person or remotely.
Right.
Using a CDP for that unified customer view is essential here too, so everyone has the full picture. And crucially, linking your marketing automation and CRM systems tightly. This ensures those seamless transitions from a marketing nurture stream right into a sales opportunity. No more leads falling through cracks.
And the payoff.
Higher lead conversion, definitely. Stronger customer retention because the follow-up is personalized and timely. And just unlocking more sales potential by meeting customers wherever they are.
Now, what's really quite amazing, especially given how high-tech medtech products are, is how many sales teams still rely on pretty old-school manual processes. This points right to the next one. Sales challenge. Digitalization of the sales process. What's the risk there, sticking with analog ways?
The risk is substantial, and it hits competitiveness directly. You still see many medtech sales teams using fragmented tools, maybe tracking leads in Excel lists.
Still. Wow.
Still. Isolated email tools. Manual reminders for follow-ups. But their customers, clinics, labs, they now expect fast, traceable, digitally supported processes, all the way from the first contact to after-sales support.
And if the process isn't digitized?
You get information loss, frustratingly long response times, a real lack of transparency into the sales pipeline, inefficient forecasting. It really undermines your competitiveness, especially when you're in, say, a tender process or dealing with a large investment decision where speed and clear documentation are absolutely critical.
Okay, so for the executives listening who want to modernize their sales ops, what are the practical solutions? How do you bring medtech sales fully digital?
Forrester suggests focusing heavily on automation. Automate those repetitive tasks, standard emails, offer follow-ups, scheduling meetings. Free up your reps' time.
Good start.
A fundamental piece is robust CRM integration with your MA and CDP systems, creating that single central system for all contact, opportunity, and interaction data. That single source of truth is vital. You also need real-time reporting, dashboards that give instant visibility into pipelines and activities.
Transparency.
Exactly. And finally, implementing guided selling frameworks. Things like proposal templates, clear playbooks, structured steps to help reps navigate complex sales scenarios effectively.
The benefits.
Big jump in productivity and responsiveness for the sales team. Much more efficient team management. And the ability to actually scale your processes as you grow, even with complex products. You know, this makes me wonder. We talk about data being important everywhere, but how many medtech companies, even if they have a CRM, are really systematically using sales metrics, driving truly data-driven decisions? Which brings us neatly to sales challenge number 6, sales data and analysis. Why is this lack of analytical rigor so critical in medtech specifically?
Well, think about it. You've got complex products, often really long sales cycles. An analytical approach isn't just nice to have, it's absolutely critical for success. Yet, as you said, it's often underutilized. Forrester noted this too. It's like flying blind, isn't it?
It really is, and without that structured use of data, companies suffer. You see consistently poor forecast quality. That leads to inefficient resource allocation. Sales becomes reactive, not strategic. Growth gets genuinely hampered because the data quality isn't there or there's no transparency around key KPIs.
So opportunities just get missed.
Literally left on the table. Because you're not spotting the patterns, the trends in customer behavior or the market that the data could reveal. You just can't optimize what you don't measure well.
So how do you turn that ship around? How do you build a truly data-driven sales culture in a medtech company?
McKinsey's work on data-driven sales points to several key actions. First, implement real-time reporting and pipeline analytics. Give sales leaders that immediate pulse check. Critically, start using AI-driven sales forecasts. These can predict things like next best actions or close probabilities with much greater accuracy than traditional methods.
Using AI for forecasting. Interesting.
Absolutely. Then establish comprehensive KPI systems for sales excellence. Include both leading indicators like activity levels and lagging ones like closed deals. And finally, adopt data-driven coaching. Analyze performance rep by rep, identify best practices, pinpoint areas for improvement, turn that data into concrete coaching actions.
And the outcome of all that?
Significantly higher close rates because you're prioritizing based on data. Much better predictability from more precise forecasts. And vastly improved management through that KPI transparency.
Okay, so putting this all together, what does it mean for the future of selling in medtech? It really sounds like AI isn't just a marketing thing anymore. It's fundamentally reshaping sales, too.
Let's unpack that last key challenge, sales challenge, integration of AI in sales.
You're absolutely right. AI is becoming a fundamental accelerator for the sales process itself. It can make complex information much more usable, much faster. It can automatically identify the most relevant customers or opportunities. It can significantly enhance personalization, even at scale.
And MedTech seems particularly suited for this.
I think so. MedTech sales requires those highly personalized interactions, right? You need data-backed arguments for complex products. You need precise resource steering over long decision cycles. AI can empower reps to be much more strategic and effective in all those areas.
So what's the downside? What's the risk of not bringing AI into the MedTech sales process? Well, again, it means falling behind competitively. McKinsey highlighted this risk. First, you'll have lower visibility in those AI-driven research processes customers are using. Like generative search, your products might just not show up.
Right, the visibility issue again.
Exactly. Second, your customer experience will feel inefficient, maybe lacking relevance or availability or just speed in responses. And beyond that, you're missing out on huge potential gains from things like intelligent lead scoring, precise deal prioritization, automating repetitive tasks. You're leaving efficiency on the table, basically. It puts you at a clear disadvantage.
So for sales leaders listening, what are the concrete steps to effectively weave AI into the sales function?
Gartner's research points to several solutions. Implement AI-powered lead scoring and prioritization. Use all that behavioral and profile data from your CRM and CDP to spot the hottest prospects. Utilize next best action or NBA recommendations. These are like smart prompts, often delivered right in the CRM, guiding reps on the most effective next step to take.
Guiding the reps in real time.
Exactly. Also, employ AI-based proposal assistants and argumentation aids. Think dynamic proposal generators that can quickly pull together tailored content. And finally, set up comprehensive sales dashboards with predictive forecasting. This helps spot trends and opportunities much earlier.
And the results you'd expect.
Faster deal closures, higher close rates because the engagement is so precise, significantly increased efficiency across the sales org due to automation and hyper-personalization, and ultimately achieving clear innovation leadership in the sales experience you provide.
Okay, so those are the seven core strategic challenges we've really dug into. But the Be Relevant research also flagged a number of other important areas, things medtech execs still need to keep a close eye on. Let's maybe quickly touch on the other high priority ones. They often seem connected to what we've discussed.
Absolutely. They are interconnected. Think about the critical need for robust data management and privacy, especially in medtech with sensitive patient data involved. That's foundational for trust and compliance. Then there's the complexity of omnichannel engagement, making sure the customer experience is consistent and seamless across every single touchpoint, online, in person, call center, you name it. We also see the challenge of cutting through content overload. How do you create truly targeted, differentiated content that actually resonates and doesn't just add to the noise?
Good question.
And crucially, measurability, and attribution, especially over those long med tech sales cycles. Knowing what's actually working, where your investments are paying off, that's vital but hard.
And shifting back to sales, what were the other high priority areas there?
On the sales side? Well, the ongoing struggle with extended sales cycles, that's just a feature of med tech. But you need specific strategies to manage them effectively. There's the challenge of inefficient lead generation, making sure you're getting qualified leads, not just volume. The huge importance of customer retention in B2B. You invest so much to acquire a customer. Keeping them happy and loyal is critical. The fragmented customer journey in B2B, which, as you said, ties right into that omnichannel challenge. And two areas sometimes overlooked. Really maximizing the potential within your existing customer base, upselling, cross-selling new solutions, and of course the constant competition for digital attention in what's become a very crowded online space.
And even things like, you know, dealing with budget restrictions or figuring out how to foster brand loyalty in these digital times, while maybe not very high priority, they still demand strategic thought. It just shows how many layers there are to succeeding here. So pulling this all together, what's the big takeaway for you as a medtech executive trying to steer your organization through all this?
I think the main message is that these challenges, they're not isolated silos. They're deeply interconnected. Addressing one often creates positive ripples, impacting others, and the common thread, it really runs through almost all of them.
Okay.
It's the critical need for real, comprehensive digital transformation. It's about intelligent data utilization. And it's about the strategic, integrated application of AI across both marketing and sales.
So it really means breaking down those old walls between marketing and sales.
Precisely. It absolutely underscores the need for integrated strategies, busting those traditional departmental silos, building comprehensive customer ecosystems where data flows freely and insights get shared. Tackling these challenges isn't just about, you know, finding a bit more efficiency or making small gains. It's fundamentally about gaining a real competitive edge. It's about driving sustainable growth and ensuring your organization stays relevant long term in what is, let's face it, a complex, highly regulated, and rapidly changing market. If we connect this to the bigger picture, it seems pretty clear that future success really hinges on these holistic, data-driven approaches that put the customer and their constantly evolving digital journey right at the very center of your strategy.
Well, you've just received a deep dive into the most critical marketing and sales challenges facing the medtech industry today, armed with the latest insights from the Be Relevant experts. Hopefully, this has given you not just some clear insights, but also some genuinely actionable pathways to think about for your own organization.
You know, this raises an important question for you, the listener, to perhaps take away and reflect on. Given this rapid pace of technological change we've discussed and the ever-increasing sophistication of AI, how will your organization need to adapt? How will you adjust your internal structures, refine your processes, and crucially, elevate the skills of your people to not just manage, but to truly master these evolving customer journeys and these powerful technology landscapes in the years ahead?
A powerful thought indeed, and definitely a strategic imperative for every medtech leader out there. Thank you for joining us on this deep dive. Go forth, apply these insights, and continue your own exploration. We'll be back soon with more to unpack.